Where your party station joins the world of basketball. This is the Courtside Podcast with Jake and Aiden.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Courtside Podcast with your host. I'm Jake.
And I'm Aiden.
And training camps have been officially started. And guys, we're going to get right into NBA preseason rankings and where we think every team will stand coming the year.
Yeah, so obviously with 2 weeks before the season, I think preseason starts on Friday, which I'm very excited about. We decided to do our own power rankings. We'll go from 30 to 1, talking about which teams we think are going to be the worst to the best, obviously. And I want to dive into this one immediately. So I'm going to start at 30. This is the worst team in the league. I'm going to go with the Cavaliers. So Cavaliers were 19-46 last year. I know they've been off for a long time, but they're just so bad, and I didn't think they had a good draft either. So this is why I'd put them at 30.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one. I think the Cavaliers are going to be the 30th team. They didn't really add anybody. They added JaVale McGee from the Lakers, but that's about it. And it's kind of just Kevin Love, Andre Drummond, and Colin Sexton running that that core. Isaac Okoro, I don't know. I don't really see a lot of potential with this Cavs team really becoming a top team or even becoming a better team. So I think that the Cavs are going to be arguably the worst team in the NBA this year.
Yeah, so moving on to 29, I have the New York Knicks. Obviously, the New York Knicks have been a disaster the last couple of years. The reason why I have them at 29 and not 30 is because they did get Obi Toppin. I think Obi Toppin can make a difference with the Knicks, an immediate impact. I think him, Mitchell Robinson, RJ Barrett, I think they got something forming there, and I think they're better than the Cavs. But other than that, they're terrible. So I hope they have somewhat of a season where they can show people that they're not such a disaster, but that's why I have them at 29.
Yeah, and for my 29 team, I'm going to say it's the Oklahoma City Thunder. They got rid of Chris Paul. They got rid of Steven Adams, Dennis Schroeder. The team's in a rebuilding process. They got a lot of first-round picks, but they're rebuilding right now. So that's why I'm going to say Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be my 29 on this list.
Okay, moving on to 28. That's where I have the Detroit Pistons. The Detroit Pistons, again, are just a terrible team. The only person I know on that team, I think, is Blake Griffin, and they just got Killian Hayes out of the draft, a great guard from overseas. So I have him at 28. The main thing that I guess we can kind of go over, Jake, and if you have the same thing, maybe we can move on a little bit. But I have a lot of teams that were kind of high in this draft class that weren't that great, and I don't think they're going to make much of a difference. So my 27 would be the Kings, obviously getting Tyrese Halliburton. My 26 would be OKC. My 25, the Bulls, 24, Magic, 23, and I guess we'll start at 23. But is that kind of what you have around
there?
Yeah,
no, same kind of thing. Yeah, a lot of these teams, you know, they drafted high picks, but they're in the rebuilding process. They're not – we're not saying they're going to be really, really bad, but we just don't see them making the playoffs or even coming a little close to the playoffs. They're going to have a tough year, I believe.
Yeah, so I wanted to move on to 23, where I think there's actually some teams that are decently good. I'm going to go with the Charlotte Hornets. I think LaMelo Ball, I've said it multiple times, I think he's going to be an amazing impact. I think he's really going to help out the team. But this was kind of my last team that I don't think is going to be good at all, no shot at playoffs, but I think they're probably the best out of the worst. So that's why I have them at 23. And then moving on to like 22 and onward, I think all of these teams possibly have a shot at making playoffs.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on the Hornets. They brought in big money Gordon Hayward with a four-year, $120 million deal. The 30-year-old who's decent. He's decent. I wouldn't say he's
never been the same since.
Yeah, he's never been the same. But with the pick of LaMelo Ball, I think this Hornets team could make some noise in the East.
Yeah, so moving on now, these are teams that we don't think are going to make the playoffs, but they may have a long-distance shot. I wouldn't count these teams out, but I'm going to start at 22. I'm going to start with the Minnesota Timberwolves. First pick in the draft this year, Minnesota Timberwolves. They drafted Anthony Edwards. You're setting him up with Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell. I really like this big three. I think it could be a great big three in Minnesota. And I think in the football team, Minnesota, they have Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and Kirk Cousins. I think they're forming another one with Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns, and D'Angelo Russell. So I kind of like this squad, especially because they're in the East. The East is not good. This team could possibly get the eight spot. I think they're going to probably fight with the Wizards or the Pacers to get that, but those teams are going to come up shortly. But I like the Timberwolves at 22. What do you think?
I think, you know, for me, I see the Orlando Magic at 22. They made the playoffs last year. They just drafted Cole Anthony. Markel Fultz will continue to get better. We've seen him in runs where, you know, he'll be scoring a couple points here and there. But Cole Anthony is a great player out of college. You know, he got injured, but when he was playing, he was a very dominant point guard. And I think that Orlando Magic will have that 22 slot, and Cole Anthony will definitely help them with that.
Okay, so do you want to move on to 21?
So 21, I have the San Antonio Spurs. This team, I'm not really sure about. You know, I really don't know how they're gonna do. We've seen the Spurs make the playoffs a lot. Last year they didn't make it, but this team, it's kind of just returning their players back. Like a lot of their players have came back. You know, you still have LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan. They drafted Trey Jones, great defender, but I just don't see the Spurs really, like, I feel like they're in like the same position that they're going to be in for the next couple of years unless they make some big moves.
I got the exact same thing. I don't think the Spurs are. I think the Spurs have come to the end. I think Greg Popovich will be out of there in a couple of years, but I think it's the end of a dynasty in San Antonio. Moving on to 20 for me, I have the Washington Wizards. I think the Washington Wizards lost the trade with Russell Westbrook. I know they got a first round pick with him, but I didn't like this trade. I don't think Russell Westbrook's that great of a point guard anymore, and guy can barely shoot. I think he's really ball. He's a very big ball hog, and it's hard to call him that because he's playing with the biggest ball hog, James Harden. But I don't think him and Bradley Beal are going to work out at all. I'm kind of scared for Bradley Beal coming off such a great season. I don't know how Russell Westbrook's going to affect that, but I think by those two not working together, and I don't think it's going to work well. That's why I have him at 20.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on that. Bradley Beal was coming off like 30 points a game, was not an all-star, kind of got snubbed, I believe. But Bradley Beal and Russell,
Definitely
yeah,
got
Bradley
snubbed.
Beal and Russell Westbrook, I have no clue how they're gonna do because Bradley Beal and John Wall were like a great pair. John Wall averaged, I think he averages like one of the most like assists in the NBA. Or all time, he's up there with averages before he got his injury. So I don't know how Russell Westbrook's going to do with Bradley Beal, and like you said, it could hurt Bradley Beal. And we've seen players that have been hurt when another star comes in there.
Yeah, moving on to 19, I got the Grizzlies. I think Ja Morant's just going to evolve more as a player. Nothing really much else about the Grizzlies. They're in Memphis. They're not good. I don't think Ja Morant, if Zion played more games, Zion would have ran away with the award, but he didn't. So you got to give it to Ja. But yeah, Ja, I think Ja has this attitude about himself that he needs to prove himself, which I think he still does. But I would give it to Ja.
Yeah,
And
no,
the
I'm agree
rule
on
on
you.
the
I'm agree with
Grizzlies.
you on that because Memphis Grizzlies, like, you know, not a big market. They barely missed the playoff. Like, they almost made the playoffs last year. Ja Morant definitely has something to prove. The guy went to a small college. He's like, hey, I'm the second. I got drafted second overall, and look what I can do. I think that they need some more time to develop. Maybe get him another star with him so they can make some damage in the West. It is a tough conference that they're in, but yeah, I don't see them really moving at all. I think they're in the same position that they were last year.
Yeah, and Jaren Jackson is definitely helping him out a lot. I think he had surgery during this offseason, so I hope he's good. And I think Ja's going to really have to use him. Moving on to number 18, I got the Indiana Pacers. And I'm going to sound pretty bad by saying this, but the only person I know on the Pacers is T.J. Warren. The Pacers, small
What about
market,
Victor
not.
Oladipo, though?
Well, is
He's
he ever
back.
coming
He's coming
back?
back,
I
and
know he's a singer now.
Domantas
Guy's a
Sabonis.
singer, so he's been injured. Domantas
Sabonis needs
Sabonis
some.
is Probably shouldn't
Made
have been
some
an
noise,
all-star.
yeah.
He shouldn't have been an all-star. Let's not get it twisted. Devin Booker and Bradley Beal didn't make the all-star game for Domantas Sabonis. Like, no shade on Domantas Sabonis and anybody that's a big fan of his, but I just don't think he can – don't think he can carry a team, especially with the Pacers. The Pacers are terrible. That's why I'm at 19. And I feel like if this guy should have been an all-star, I should have heard about something about this guy. I heard nothing. I haven't heard anything
what
in the
else
last
do,
6 months.
What
about
do we think
DeMarcus
about
Sabonis.
Malcolm Brogdon, too? You know, the guy's looking for a
You want to know? I think he's the worst rookie of the year ever.
Wow. You heard it there, guys.
That
the Courtside
is my
Podcast.
Opinion.
Aiden, worst rookie of the year.
He's the worst rookie of the year ever. 2017. I don't know who was in that draft class, but if you let that guy win rookie of the year, you should be ashamed of yourself.
That is that's a big
Malcolm
statement
Brogdon,
right there.
If you hear this, please hit me up. But, yeah, I think the Pacers are terrible.
Yeah,
so I'm going to
agree with you on that one.
They're terrible. You can't even deny it. Sorry for anybody that lives in Indiana. They're terrible. Moving on to 17, I have the Hawks. Hawks made a lot of moves this offseason. I like that they have Clint Capella now. Obviously, it wasn't a move this season, but during the trade. So you're setting up. You have Ice Trey. You have Bogdan Bogdanovich. You got the Ginger, Kevin Hurt, Clint Capella, John Collins. You drafted Onyeka Okongwu. I like their squad. I think they could definitely make the playoffs. Ice Trey needs to just – he's averaging 30 points a game. It's just who's going to help him. It's really it.
I love the Hawks at that pick because like you said, they added a bunch of new players. Bogdan, Rajon, Danilo, Tony
– all right, they added Rajon.
Yeah, Rajon Rondo, a big veteran point guard. Onyeka Okongwu. You know, Clint Capella is coming off an injury. Trae Young's averaging 29.6 points a game. And then you have John Collins. I think this Hawks team will definitely make some damage. And, you know, people shouldn't be surprised if maybe they slide into the playoffs this year.
Yeah. Moving on, we're at 16 now. So 16 is pretty much like the playoffs. There's 16 teams that make the playoffs. Obviously, we're not doing like East and West with everything. But if you're putting 16 teams in, this is where I think they get in. So the Hawks pretty much are the first team now. 16, I have the Suns. I love what they did in the bubble. They made more noise than the Pacers in the bubble. I don't even know if the Pacers were there. But Devin Booker, Chris Paul, you got DeAndre Ayton. I think they can make it. It depends on kind of who's how many teams from the West make the playoffs, because I don't know exactly how many teams from the West I have in the top 16. So they may not get in, and like the Hawks may get in if there's less East teams, but I definitely like the Suns. I'd watch out for the Suns.
For the listeners that are listening right now, the Suns are a team that are so up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen fully. Like, they could slide into the playoff spot, but they might miss it by a little bit. The Suns are so, you know, now that they have Chris Paul and Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, the team has potential on paper. We need to see it on the court. So that's why we're not saying that they're fully – I mean, they
– Here, Jake, let me explain it to you like this. For anybody that doesn't watch basketball or doesn't watch anything, the Suns were, like, terrible. They were horrible a couple years ago. They got Devin Booker, I think, in, what, 2015, 16? Maybe earlier, around there. He's their best player by far. They drafted DeAndre Ayton with the first overall pick in 2018, if I'm not mistaken. And they went 8-0 in the bubble. They kind of made a name, but they never made the playoffs. They haven't made the playoffs since Devin Booker's been there. So everything's up in the air pretty much. So just watch out for the Suns.
I agree.
Yeah. Moving on to 15. And
top 15s, we're going to go more in detail with them and try to give you guys a better explanation of why we picked them.
Top 15, this may surprise some. Okay. I have the Warriors. And people are probably saying, Aiden, why do you have the Warriors so low? Why do you have the Pelicans and the Jazz above the Warriors? Well, here's why. The Warriors don't have they don't have Klay. They don't have KD anymore. So you're pretty much putting out a worse 2016 squad or a worse 2015 squad. You don't have Andre Iguodala anymore. I don't think they have Harrison Barnes. Literally, you're putting out James Wiseman, who's a rookie. You're putting out Draymond Green and Stephen Curry. If I had to pick, honestly, right now, I think Steph Curry is probably the leader to win MVP. The guy's going to have to average 30 points per game for them to be good. Steph Curry is a great player, and I think he's one of the best in the NBA. But how far can he go by himself, and how far or how long is it going to really take for a team to kind of pick up what he's doing? It's very hard. Don't get me wrong. Kid's been in the league for years now, and nobody can still guard him. He's one of the best players. But double teams will come. Triple teams may come. You never know with this guy. He's that elusive and that good. So I would watch out for that. But literally, this guy is no help. Draymond Green cannot shoot a three-pointer. I would love to see, and Jake, I know you'd love to see this too, Draymond Green and Giannis stand at three-point line and watch them just hit it off the backboard.
Yeah.
Because none of them can shoot. Like, I just don't think the guy's
going to be my 15th pick is going to be the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, I don't think that the New Orleans Pelicans will not make the playoffs. I think they have a potential to make the playoffs, but I think this New Orleans Pelicans team is very good this year. I think that they're getting better and better. Zion Williamson is going to be healthy. Steven Adams, the addition of Steven Adams, great center for rebounding and playmaking. And then you also have Brandon Ingram, who just signed a big deal. This guy's on a max contract now. He's going to play like it, hopefully. And Lonzo Ball and Eric Bledsoe. So I think that the Pelicans can make some noise, but I don't see them, in the top 10. I think they're the number 15th team on my list. And then I would – yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much I have that as 14. Only thing I'm going to add is I think the Pelicans may be the strongest team in the NBA. You got Steven Adams, you got Zion. And the last thing I want to add is I think Zion may average 25 points per game this season. Zion is so good. It's like crazy to think about how he played, I'm going to say 30. I don't know the exact amount of games.
Roughly, yeah.
Played around 30 games. Roughly 30 games and averaged, I think, 22 or 23 points per game. I think that's sick.
The guy is a tank. Zion the is guy such will a whip great the ball player. Out of your hand within a snap of
And
your
then
fingers.
You got Steven Adams.
Like that. Like.
Now you got Steven Adams, and I think Steven Adams is going to be really good on the offensive side, getting boards and literally just dishing to Zion.
And
I think Zion
my,
is really
my number
good.
14 was the Warriors, which Aiden went over. So we can move right to 13 if you want. Yeah, so my 13 is going to be the Rockets. I think that.
Oh, my. No, no, no. No, Jake.
Yeah.
The Rockets. The Rockets for the last 5
listen,
years.
Listen, listen, listen.
They made it to the Western Conference Finals where they lose to the Warriors. One thing that I want you to go on. And people, please back me up on our Twitter. Please tweet us at the Courtside P and tell this guy, Jake, that he's wrong about the Rockets. Who has been there for the last 5 years, no matter who left or who came, who has been there the last 5 years where they lost?
Listen, I don't know.
James the Beard Harden. He is still on their squad.
Don't get me wrong. It's not James. It's not James.
James
is not making my decision.
He's not getting traded.
He's not making my decision. I have an issue. I have an issue with a player who's coming off a 2-year injury. John Wall. I don't know how he's going to play.
I got a question for you. Quick question. Who do you think is better, John Wall this year or Chris Paul when he was on the team?
I would have to pull. I don't know. I would have to go with Chris Paul. I can't put all my marbles on a guy who has been out for 2 years. 2 years, not 1 year.
Well, here's the
it's
thing.
2 years.
Here's the thing.
We've seen what injuries.
What if he's the exact same
person
he was?
Due to players.
But what if he's literally the exact same person?
I can't base it on that.
You can't base it that he's going to be bad.
I'm not saying he's going to be bad. I just don't know if he's going to be as good as he was.
Okay, and he was very good. So what, you're saying he's just good and not great anymore? Yeah, Chris Paul was never great. When he was younger,
Chris Paul was great.
When he was on the Clippers, he was great. But
Chris Paul was 35 and still made an NBA second team.
Yeah, the NBA gave Dirk Nowitzki.
Well, that was it was their last year. I'm not saying it wasn't Chris Paul's last year though.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Coming to the end of it. You gave DeMontis an all-star Sabonis game.
Proved that he could be an all-star.
Like charity.
I understand like charity. People got snubbed, but DeMontis Sabonis did prove to be an all-star.
It's sort of like charity.
Yeah, so that's why I think that the Rockets are my 13. I don't believe – I just can't trust the John Wall right now. I need to see him play. Maybe preseason is my first take on it. You said that starts Friday, so I'm happy and I'm waiting to see how he plays. But yeah, I don't know. I can't throw all my marbles on a point guard who's been out for 2 years. It's tough.
It's very low. It's very low, Jake, and I'm kind of disappointed. But my 13 is going to be the Jazz.
You want to talk about playoffs, huh? The Jazz have made it too. And with a young core of Donovan Mitchell, who's arguably first round.
How far have they made it?
But I'm saying.
You know the Knicks made the first round in 2012. They had a good team. 2013, right? Yeah, good for them. The Jazz, they got Rudy Gobert, however you like to call him.
Yep.
You got Donovan Mitchell.
But they got Jingles.
Did they add anybody Joe else? Ingles. Okay, you got Joe Ingles, but that's it. I don't think they're that great. You put them against the Rockets. I honestly think
that their draft picks were good too. Azubuki, first round pick, and then second round pick Elijah Hughes. Those are some talented players out there. Okay.
Elijah Hughes isn't that great.
He averaged 19 points in the ACC, led the ACC in scoring, which is one of the hardest conferences in college basketball. So I think he's pretty good.
And you kind of just are given the ball. When you're kind of given the ball all the time, yeah, you're pretty good. You're looking at Joe Girard, and then I want to move on. Joe Girard is shooting like maybe 20% from the field, but let's move on to 12.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
You have Dame Dalla, CJ McCollum,
Carmelo. I'm sorry.
I like the squad. I'm not saying and like, Derek oh my Jones God, you have Jr., Carmelo Anthony, dunker. He's so good. I'm just putting out. Nice.
Enes Kanter.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, yeah. You just got a bunch of names over there in Portland. Alone. Okay, number 11. I got the Toronto Tampa.
I have that.
The Tampa Raptors.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you.
I have them at 11. You agree with me? Okay, so I have them here. You got Pascal. You have Kyle Lowry. I think they're going to be very good. I think they're going to be one of the best teams in the East this year. I really like them this year. Fred VanVleet just signed another deal. I think they're going to be very good. You have any?
I mean, I do have them at the 11, but I'm just concerned on the loss of Serge Ibaka and Marc Gasol in free agency. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, my 10.
No.
Houston Rockets. No. I'm not going to talk long about this because I know Jake just loves to slander James Harden. You got somebody who's averaging 35 points per game. Then
guy
you
who hasn't
in
played in
a
2 years,
who
yeah.
was very good 2 years ago. He was very good. Very good. I think he can come back and be his old self. And then you also got Boogie Cousins, who hasn't played in about a year and a half. So I think it's all risks in Houston. I kind of love it. I love risks. You got rid of Russell Westbrook, one of the worst all-star point guards. Everybody looks at him. He's an all-star.
Record for most triple doubles.
Guy can barely shoot. I like to call him Westbrick. That's my idea of Russell Westbrook. I don't like him at all.
He's one of the most athletic point guards in
really
the league.
Bad. Dope, but how was it working?
Still put
in
up
Houston?
Like 25 points a game.
How's it working?
Houston went pretty far in the playoffs, okay. I would say.
Yeah, they beat OKC, and then who'd they lose to? They lost to the Lakers. But no, I think Harden just needs to be on his own. John Wall, I think, is the perfect option. John Wall is going to pass the guy the rock.
Okay.
He's going to ball out like he always does. I think Harden's one of the best scorers all time. Probably the best scorer right now besides KD. But yeah, Harden, I think, is top three in the NBA.
You know,
I said it. That's
my
10
is the Utah Jazz. Let me just
stop
let me
the
just
cap, play. Dude. They literally didn't
they
improve.
Back,
they
literally
the exact
back,
same team.
They brought back
that
Derek
beat
Favors,
the Denver Nuggets.
You know who had a who's not a bad. He's not a bad power
Derek
forward in
Favors.
The league. He's
bro,
not
they lost
bad.
To the Denver
okay,
Nuggets
but,
in Game 7.
Dude, you gotta look at the young core. Donovan Mitchell is just getting better. Okay, we saw what he can do in the playoffs, and I'm excited to see what he can do in the regular season. Rudy Gobert, the guy is like a blocking machine and a rebounding machine. And then Joe Ingles, knockdown three-point shooter.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So my 9, the Celtics, you have Tatum. You have a bunch of guys returning. I think they're going to be very good again. I would say them as top 3 in
yeah,
the East.
No,
what about you?
I think that Austin is a pretty good team. You know, they didn't really – did they really do a lot of moves this year? No, right? Yeah, so Boston.
No.
I agree with you on that spot. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, pretty solid team.
Yeah. At 8, I have the Philly 76ers. Again, not many moves. There were talks about possibly Harden going there, but I think that's kind of all dissolved. You got Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. I hope it works. If it doesn't, it'll be bad. If it works, they could be very good.
I'm going to agree with you on Tobias. That. Philly, definitely.
So
the next one, I have Dallas. Okay.
It's a little low.
Yeah.
A little low, Jake.
I mean,
a little low.
I'm not hating on Luka.
Why are you hating on
Luka? I put him at the 7.
You are.
I don't think it's bad.
Yeah. That's kind of low for my guy.
Okay, so I have
my
7
is the
Heat at 6. So I guess they can
sound crazy because the Heat were in the finals. Well, here's the thing. The Heat for me are at the 7. I think again, they didn't have to verse Giannis.
Yeah.
Or no, they did. My bad.
And they beat Giannis.
They
beat Giannis.
I just don't think they're that good. They did beat Giannis in 5 games. I got to give them credit. Or 6. I got to give them credit for that.
They
just don't think they're
they
that
also
great.
Added
I think
Avery
people are going to pick up on what they do.
He's a pretty decent player. He was a starting shooter guard
Avery
for the
Bradley
Lakers.
Didn't even go to the bubble.
Obviously, well, he didn't want to come.
Wasn't in the bubble.
So, all right.
Whatever. I just don't think the Heat are going to have that great of a season
we'll
that they did.
Let's go to
last year.
Number
so
5.
I think they're going
to
drop off. Yeah. Quickly,
ooh.
My 6 were the Nets. I don't think the Nets are going to be that good. My 5, the Mavs, like I said, but I'm just going to talk about my 6 so you can talk about your 5.
No.
I'm believing your 5 is the Nets. No? Okay. My 6 is the Nets. I've never seen Kyrie and KD on the same court. It sounds amazing. Kyrie and KD, they're going to be playing together. Oh, my God, they're two great players. Remember, Kyrie Irving has literally destroyed every place he's gone to. I don't think it's going to change with Brooklyn. I think KD's not going to want to play with him anymore, and Kyrie's going to get the boot. So that's what I see. I think they'll be good, probably top 2 team in the East, but, not championship. Not yet.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Never seen him play before. And my 5 is the Mavs, which we already talked about, so.
My 5 is Denver.
What's your 5, Jake?
I think that Denver, Jamal Murray,
Denver Nuggets,
Nikola Jokic, they're a pretty solid team out there. They're gonna do some things. Maybe they'll be even higher, but right now I'm gonna put them at the 5. Yep.
Okay. My 4, the Denver Nuggets. I think the Denver Nuggets have the best drafting out of any team by far. Michael Porter Jr., Bol Bol, R.J. Hampton. You have Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray. 5 guys. They're probably not all going to start, but I think those are some of the best guys, not really the rookies, but obviously Jokic and Jamal, very good guys. I think they carry again. Denver Nuggets are low-key. They're always there. They're always fighting. They're just so short every time, and I think 1 year it's going to change. Maybe not this year, but in the past. So I got to put them.
My 4 is the Bucks.
Who's your 4?
I don't really see anything. It's a do or die for Giannis. The guy's got to win or else he's gone. I think that the Bucks really just struggle. You know, they struggle in the playoffs. We saw it with the Heat. They struggle.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. My three is the Clippers. Clippers, as everybody know, blew it last year. A nice 3-1 lead. Classic from Pandemic P.
Same.
But I think Kawhi's coming with some vengeance.
That's my three. My number two is the Brooklyn Nets.
Who is your number two?
I think that, like we said, I don't know. I've been saying that I'm not sure about players coming off injuries, but it's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, you're hating on John Wall.
You cannot compare Kevin Durant to John Wall. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Spencer Dinwiddie. They have a young team. They're going to be a great team.
Klay Thompson will be good when he comes back.
I'm excited. Steve Nash. I think the organization did a great job, and they're finally in the position to maybe make a run for the finals. Yeah.
Jake, Klay Thompson, you think he'll be good when he comes back?
It's tough. I think one is fine, but when it comes to two injuries, I don't know.
When a lanky guy like KD tears Achilles, we don't know. We'll see. My number two is the Bucks. Remember, Giannis is a two-time MVP. Guy's running through the league.
Can't do anything.
Wouldn't be surprised if we got a third. But they're going to be the number one seed. I'd be shocked if they're not the number one seed in the East. That's why I put him at two. And then the number one, Jake, you can say it with me.
Los Angeles Lakers.
The L.A. Lakers.
No one tops the number one except
the L.A. Lakers.
That's it.
I think you could credit this podcast to being the L.A. Laker. We like the L.A. Lakers.
I think they made some really, really, really good moves in the offseason. Yeah.
We've talked about it. Go listen to our past podcast. Run It Back L.A., a bunch of others. If you're listening to the NBA, if you want to listen to NBA basketball, don't listen to the Luka Garza one, obviously.
Gasol returns to Hollywood. We have a lot of L.A. Lakers stuff.
That's a lot of L.A.
Exactly,
and
guys.
And then, obviously, our last one was a lot of L.A. But
tweet us at the Courtside P on Twitter.
We
will answer any questions you guys have. We're going to post some polls very shortly. Guys, have a great day. With your host, I'm Jake. Peace.
And I'm Aiden, and peace out.